Chuck Schumer slammed for silence on anti-Semitic attacks in New York. By Joel B. Polak on May 21, 2021. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, is being criticized for his silence about anti-Semitic violence on the streets of New York that took place this week as pro-Palestinian demonstrators attacked pro-Israel counter-protesters and Jews nearby. As Breitbart News reported Thursday, pro-Palestinian demonstrators scuffled with pro-Israel demonstrators in Times Square and drove down heavily Jewish 47th Street in Manhattan, taunting Jews. One pro-Palestinian demonstrator launched a firework at bystanders, reportedly causing burns to a 55-year-old woman. Pro-Israel demonstrators were beaten in the street, and pro-Palestinian demonstrators spat at diners at a local steakhouse. Fox News added that a Jewish man was chased in a parking lot by pro-Palestinian demonstrators in a truck, flying Palestinian flags. Yet Schumer has said nothing about the violence in his own state. Ironically, Schumer has been voluble about other forms of bigotry and other riots, celebrating the signing of a bill on anti-Asian hate crimes and pushing for a bipartisan commission on the Capitol riot of January 6. But he has been silent about anti-Semitism in New York and similar attacks in cities around the country, notably Los Angeles, where pro-Palestinian rioters attack Jews. In a further irony, Schumer tweeted about Times Square on Friday, noting a new grant to Broadway, but ignored anti-Semitism. Former Democratic State Assemblyman Dov Hykind called out Schumer and other Democratic leaders for their inaction. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio condemned the violence, but has also faced accusations of anti-Semitism in the past. Schumer's silence was also panned by John Podhoretz in commentary, in an op-ed titled, "As Pogromists Activate, Chuck Schumer Cowers." Commentary associate editor Noah Rothman added, "Street violence targeting American Jews is on the rise across America. It is being provoked and condoned by progressives within the Democratic establishment, and the party is doing nothing about it." In the past, Schumer has regaled Jewish groups about the fact that his surname is close, linguistically, to the Hebrew word for guardian. He has promised to be a guardian for both the American Jewish community and for Israel. But thus far, he has not. President Joe Biden has also been quiet about the anti-Semitic attacks thus far, prompting a letter from Jewish groups on Friday, asking that the president speak out. Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, announced in a press statement on Friday afternoon that he will introduce a resolution in the Senate on Monday condemning the recent anti-Semitic violence around the nation. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new ebook, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.